This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. Indianapolis-based Energy Systems Network is moving into the next phase of its Energy Insights program to help small and medium-sized manufacturers reduce their energy costs. CEO Paul Mitchell says the program is being enhanced due to initial feedback, which called for more than just technology installation.
What they really were needing was some technical support and some sort of project management support from an expert smart manufacturing vendor. Without that, you know, the challenge is maybe they have the hardware and the software, it gets set up, it's working at first, and then after the installation, they may not use it again, or they may not use it as effectively. So it was more than just providing the tools, but also the training and the technical support to really take advantage of those tools.
An additional 75 companies will participate in the program, which provides hardware and software designed to improve operational efficiency. A U.S. subsidiary of Vancouver-based Doman Building Materials Group Limited is expanding its presence in Indiana. Doman Lumber has acquired the assets of Southeast Forest Products Treated, including a lumber pressure treating plant in Richmond. Financial terms of the deal are not being disclosed, but Doman told Inside Indiana Business that the plant's more than 20 employees will be retained. Though she served in the role since last July, Indiana University formally recognized the new chancellor of its Southeast campus last week. Deborah Ford was celebrated with an installation ceremony ahead of the IU Board of Trustees meeting. Ford will oversee academics and operations at the New Albany campus and collaborate with the university administration and other regional campuses. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the third annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders, discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs, and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
The Indiana Department of Health posted the fourth quarter terminated pregnancy report Monday, finding 46 abortions occurred in Indiana between October 1st and December 31st.
In comparison, there were 1,724 abortions in the fourth quarter of 2022, before the ban. It is the first report in which the state's abortion ban was fully in effect the entire quarter. Lawmakers returned to the State House in the summer of 2022 to pass a near-total ban following the overturning of Roe v. Wade. It outlaws all abortions except in the case of rape, incest, fatal fetal anomaly, and cases of serious health risk to the mother. Additionally, abortions can now only be done in hospitals. 8 hospitals in Marion and Allen counties performed the procedure, more than half of which were surgical in nature. 22 of the recent abortions cited a legal fatal anomaly as the exception. 21 were serious health risk or life of the mother. 3 were due to rape and incest. Indiana Right to Life President Mike Fichter said while the organization is encouraged by the numbers, challenges remain. He claims the Indiana Department of Health is blocking public access to terminated pregnancy reports. The Indiana Department of Health sought an opinion from Public Access Counselor Luke Britt on the issue, citing concerns about violating patient confidentiality by releasing full individual records. Britt ruled that the records created by doctors fall under provider-patient relationship. Kate Sharon, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
The University of Chicago Medicine's first freestanding facility in Indiana is nearly complete. Our partners at the Times of Northwest Indiana report the health system plans to open its $86 million multi-specialty care center and micro-hospital on April 29th. The 130,000-square-foot UChicago Medicine Crown Point is expected to employ about 200 staff members and host about 110,000 patient visits a year. The center will include pediatric care as well as an emergency department with a short-stay inpatient unit, comprehensive cancer center, imaging center, outpatient surgery center, laboratory services, and medical offices for UChicago Medicine's physicians and specialists. TPMA founder Tom Miller is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.